This is HPR episode 2234 entitled, Linux.conf.0 2017. Richard Jones, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Clinton Roy, and is about 37 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, two PyCon Australia organizers talk about PyCon 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
All right, so this is my second interview for Friday, the final day of LinuxConf.au, and funnily enough, it's a Python person. So joining me here is Richard Jones, who is the lead organizer for PyCon AU 2016-2017.
Hi, Clinton.
So you are here to spruik PyCon AU, as far as I'm concerned, so commence spruiking.
Okay, so
in fairness, I should say that I was the lead organizer for PyCon AU for the previous 2 years when it was in Brisbane. This year, I sort of had a bit of a handover role, like I was helping out with the conference as much as possible. Last year, I had a bit of a handover role, helping out with as many details as I could. This year, I'm very much planning on being a hands-off role, so Richard will... This conference will be his conference. It won't be a sock puppet Clinton's conference.
No, indeed. And we're very, very grateful for Clinton's help last year. It really did help us take over for our first year. So PyCon Australia is the national Python programming conference. The point of getting a bunch of Python professionals, enthusiasts, students and teachers, all together to talk about all things Python and the ecosystem around Python, the world around Python, for a few days in Melbourne in this case, but we move around the around Australia. We don't quite move around the world, no.
Not yet. Maybe the next organizer will do that.
It's inspired by similar conferences that are run around the world. I've lost count, actually. We're something in the order of 40 or 50 PyCon events around the world.
So you can ask this question of me as well, but why are two Python people at a Linux conference? Apart from the spruiking opportunity, of course.
There's a lot of crossover between LinuxConf and PyCon, especially around, as I mentioned, that ecosystem, the world around Python. There are people here who talk about Python and Python things, but there's a lot also that goes on around that, around open source and around community and community building, and you know, the various things that go around all software. We talk about those at PyCon, and they're being talked about here at LinuxConf.
Certainly in previous years, there's been a number of talks on all of the JITs, so the new fancy runtimes that Python could be able to be run at. I don't think I've seen any of those sort of talks this year, but whether or not that's just because that activity is quietened down or the paper committee decided they didn't want to go down that route, I'm not sure.
Well, we certainly had talks from the MicroPython angle,
yep,
which is an implementation of Python that runs on very small CPUs, microcontrollers. So we had, and that's a whole new area for Python to be in. That's kind of emerged in the last couple of years. So that was a topic of quite a lot of talks and conversations. And it certainly will be again this year. And it's a topic here at LinuxConf as well.
Yeah. I think I'm yet to actually play with MicroPython, but it's certainly like the real one of the really interesting, like apart from the technical aspects, one of the really interesting aspects was the crowdfunding model that the author used for that.
Yes.
So I think it was like an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter or something like that. He came up with a proof of concepts for doing Python on one of these MMU bear boards, and he put up a number of goals, and he got funding that well exceeded his expectations.
And then he went back again for a second round to do some improvements, and again smashed his goals.
Yep.
For that. And that's really been kind of the genesis of the whole MicroPython ecosystem that's come out now, where he initially, that was to support a single processor on a single board that he produced. There's a couple of companies that are now producing boards. Some of them are quite fancy boards involving multiple microcontrollers to do various hand off various tasks. And the suite of microcontrollers that are supported by MicroPython is ever expanding, including going into the FPGA space, which is like programmable silicon, which has MicroPython then running on top of it.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things that is really nice, being able to do embedded programming, mostly be using Python, but still be able to do the picking and poking of the hardware items that you need, but without having to go down into the C layer and compile a blob just to do that one little component.
Absolutely, and it's really exciting to see my daughter sitting in front of a terminal that is connected up to a bit of hardware which has LEDs plugged into it, and have her typing in code into the microcontroller, which is being executed straight away to light up LEDs and to make pretty patterns.
Yep,
cool. That was really exciting to see.
Cool. So you've got a venue for the conference?
We do. We're running in the same venue that we ran in 2016. We'll be back at the Melbourne Convention Centre. We have dates are set. We're running between August 3rd to 8th. We've added on an extra day over last year, because we'll be running a day of dedicated tutorials on the very first day, before we run the 3 days of actual programmed talks. And we'll be running the usual specialist track day, the same as we ran last year. It'll actually be the same topics as last year again. So we'll be running an education seminar, the DjangoCon AU, Internet of Things, which was a huge hit last year. That was newly added to the conference last year, and it was a huge hit, so we'll be running that again.
Yep.
And probably running some extra things around that I can't talk about just yet.
Oh,
and
secret squirrel stuff.
Yes, and the Science and Data MiniConf, which is always popular because Python is immensely popular in the sciences and in data processing.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the dates, you've got the venue. Do you know approximately when you'll be opening up the call for papers, or is that a little bit too far?
We will be opening the call for papers approximately at the start of March.
Cool. All right. So our audience is fairly international. I imagine that you would expect that most of your speakers would be local, but certainly. Do you have any sort of estimates on the number of international speakers that we had from last year?
Don't know. I think we had something on the order of 15 or so.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, we do. It's one of those things where you're running a conference, and I've fortunately the Prime Minister said this, so I'm okay with it. But we're running a conference at the arse end of the world, and it can often take a long time to get here. So we completely understand that. It's very difficult for our speakers to get here. Even if we help cover the costs, it's still like 2 or 3 days that they're losing.
It's a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
But even still, we do get a pretty good engagement with overseas attendees and speakers.
Mm.
Yeah. And we certainly did have a travel assistance for overseas speakers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'm very much looking to PyCon Australia this year. I'm very much looking forward to not organising much at all,
I'm looking forward to introducing the team for 2018-2019 into the team this year so that they can take over smoothly as well.
Excellent. So yeah, I guess I'll see you at that conference then. Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you, Clinton.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.